I wonder how much peace you have in your life. I'm afraid the rectory is not the most peaceful place on earth. There are 4 children, the cat, the dog, the piano, the cornet. It is rarely quiet. I can hardly remember the time before kids came along, but I seem to remember that there could be oceans and oceans of quiet. I could read a book in tranquility for hours. Or maybe instead, you sometimes find life rather too quiet. As you sit there listening to the tick of the clock, you welcome some interruption, some noise, someone to talk to. When I was trying to persuade the dear old C of E that she'd like to train me to be a vicar, I spent some time in a silent monastery. And I've got a few stories about that, which I won't bore you with today. It was tricky when I got lost in the greater silence and had to interrupt someone to guide me back to my cell. It was a shock to discover they were vegetarians. But the silence was interesting. I was actually rather more conscious of my own thoughts. It wasn't really terribly peaceful to have total silence. Do you ever find at 3 a.m. that you sometimes wish you could switch your brain off? Would you say that you know inner peace? Peace within? Or perhaps there are things about which you're worried, which make you anxious. How do you feel about silence? Maybe it makes you feel uncomfortable. Perhaps you'd be tempted to fill it. Outer peace, inner peace, and what about on this Remembrance Sunday, world peace? It's sometimes been dreamed of, hasn't it? The war to end all wars. But peace has always been short-lived. According to the New York Times, if you define war as an active conflict that has claimed more than 1,000 lives, then in the last 3,400 years, the world has known 268 years of peace. 92% of the time, there has been a significant war going on. Not counting clashes or skirmishes, we could say that there are around 40 armed conflicts going on in the world today. And what do we even mean by peace? There's a 24-hour performance going on, I think I heard, on the news today, exploring that question, what is peace? It's surely more than a bit of peace and quiet. More even than being able to sleep at night. More than the absence of war. The Old Testament word for peace, shalom, is a rich one. It suggests wholeness or completeness, harmony and well-being. It's a big part of the Bible's vision of the good life, the blessings of God's kingdom. The ultimate hope of a renewed creation where there'll be no more hatred or violence or death or pain. The Bible can look forward to that day when God will bring peace. The Lord will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. But if that's the vision of the future, the Bible says that it is possible for us to know peace even now. Writing to the Christian believers in Rome, the Apostle Paul said, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." For the Christian, peace with God is a present, objective reality. It's not something natural or automatic. Paul says it is because if we trust in Christ, we have been justified by faith. We've been put right with God by depending on Jesus and his death in our place. Although we were made for friendship with God, all of us rebel against him. We don't want anyone, even God, telling us what to do. On the summer camp we run, we sometimes define sin to the children as S-I-N, sin, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your ways. Some of us have said that to him very outlandishly, some of us in polite middle class ways. But we don't want God telling us how to run our lives. The Bible says that by nature, we are enemies of God. And so here is the striking thing. The love of God, that Jesus would die for his enemies. It came across powerfully in our reading, I thought. Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man. Though for a good man, one might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For it's when we were God's enemies that we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son. He has reconciled us to him. He has made enemies into his friends. And so today, God offers us peace terms through the death of the Lord Jesus in our place. He has dealt with all that would keep us from God, all our enmity. We can know peace with God. We can know peace within. And that peace can even ripple out from us to others. May we and our world know afresh today the peace of God. Amen.